Hare Krishna. Shauri Krishna. This is little Shauri Krishna looking very cute with his nice kurta and little yogi pants. And he's having a ceremony today, his Mundan, first haircut ceremony. And as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, that in order for a ceremony to be not in the mode of ignorance, tamagun, there must be certain things. There must be the worship of the Lord. There must be pravachan and chanting of mantras. There must be prasadam. And we always have no lack of prasadam at the temple. There must be so many different things that he lists in order to keep it on a high class, not a low class level, tamagun. And so for now we're doing the mantra chanting for his blessings. So he's going to have his hair, his head shaved. And so there is a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita which is divided into four sections. And the four sections make an acronym. H-E-A-D. Head. So first is it, that is chapter 7. So it goes like this. Everyone can repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I can't hear you. Let's try it again. We have some folks on the cell phone and get their attention. Like when we take off our shoes and come in the temple, you can put them back on after you leave. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 So this is Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, Atha Saptamo Jaya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Mayashakta Manaparta Yogam Yunjan Madashaya Asham Shayam Shama Gramam Yatha Geshashi Tachinu Gyanateham Sabhi Gyanam Idam Bhakshami Shishita Yachkatpyanaha Nibyo Najkatavam Avashishate Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin vinmamveti tatvataha bhumir apo nalo vayu kammanu bhudur evacha ahankaram iti yame bhina prakadir ashtada apariyam mitastvanyam prakatim vidhime param Jiva Bhuta Mahabaho Yayadam Dharyate Jagat Etad Yonini Bhutani Sarvaniti Upadaya Aham Krishna Shajagata Prabhava Playvastata Mata Paritaram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dananjaya Mai Sarvam Vidam Proktram Sutayamana Ganaiva Rasoham apsukunteya prabhashmi shashashuryo pranava sarvavedeshu shavdake parusham nishu punyagande prativim cha chejas chasmi vivavasho jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapaschasmi tapashvishu bijamam sarvabhutanam viriparta sanatanam Budimatam tasmi tejasranam maham. Balam balavatam chaham
Kamaraga vivarjitam dharma vavruda bhuteshu kamosme paratarshaba. Ye chaiva satvaka bhava rajashashtama shashtaye mata etate tutam vidhi maite te shute maye. Chi bir gunamir bhavir ebi sarvam idam jagat mohitam nabi janati lokamam ajam avayam. Daivi esha gunamayi mamamayat duratyayam mama evaye prapadyante maya etam tarantite lamam duskritina mudha prapadyante naradama maya prithagyana masuram bhavam ashita chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna Arti jigyasu artha arti gyani cha bharata shabha. Tesham gyana nitya yukta ekabhaktir vishishyate piya gyana nautartham samchama mama priyaha. Udarva sarva evete gyana pramai mame matam asitas yukta atma mam evanam tamam gatim. Bahunam janmanam ante gyana vam mam prapadyante. Vasudevam sarvam iti sa mahatma sudur labaha kamasastir hrita jnana prapadyante na devata tam tam imam ashtaya prakatiena swaya nyata swaya yo yo yam yam tanumukta tanum bhakta shara architam ichiti tasharam sharham tamavedya vididamyaham sataya sharaya yuktas tasararanam ihate Labate chitataka man mamayva vihitan hitan anta vattu palam teshan tad bhavati alpamedasam deva deva yajo yanti mad bhakti yanti mamapi avyakta vyakta papa nam manyatem amam abudaya param bhava manjananto mamabhuta maheshwaram naham prakasya sarvasya Yoga maya samavritaha mudayo nabijanati lokamam ajam avayam vedaham samatitani vartmanani charjana bhavishyani tabutani namam tu vedana kashtana icha dvesha shamutena dvandamohena bharata icha dvesha shamutena dvandamohena bharata sarvaganti sanyanti. I have to look that one up. One second. Dvanda mohena bharata sarvabhutani samoham sagyanti parantapa yesham tvakatagatam papam jananam punya karmanam tvidanda mohan niramukta bhajantimam duridarvataha nsharanamarna mokshaya mamashita yatantiye Te brahmatad vidu krishna madhyatma karma chakilam sarira bhutaris devam mam sariyagya chaye vidu prainakalipi chamam te yukta vidur yukta chetasaha om tat sarite shrimad bhagavad gita supanasastru brahmavidyayam yoga sastre shri krishna arjuna samvade Jnana Vijnana Yoga Saptamo Jayaha. Hare Krishna. So welcome. Are you guys yoga students? Namaste Shivaya Yoga Center. Which one? Pro yoga. Where are you located at? Kenny. Okay, welcome. So this little boy here, you see him looking at you? He's getting his first haircut ceremony. And so there's a chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There is a very wise monk, Brahmachari, in London who's given the conversation flow, the different sections in the different chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. He's divided into acronyms so you can easily remember how the conversation flows. And so chapter 7 is head, since he's getting his head shaved, so it's fitting. And so the first three verses that we recited Krishna refers to the need of hearing spiritual topics. What sense do we see God first is not our eyes, but through our ears, by hearing. So he says, Maya Shakta Manaparta, with mind attached to me, Yogam Yunjan Madashraya, you can attain my shelter in this yoga, Ashamshayam Samagramam Yata Gashishi Tachinu, just by hearing these great spiritual confidential topics. And then he says, Jnana Vijnana, you get knowledge and realization by hearing this. It develops knowledge and it gets all misfortune, Ashubat, departs. However, Manushanam Sahashtreshu. So Hashtra means a thousand. And Manusha, what does Manu mean? Question. Manu? Manushya. Mankind. Manu is where we get the English word man. What language family is English? Question for you. English is part of the Indo-European language family. So what does Indo mean? Indian. English is Indian. It has very strong roots in the Sanskrit language. Therefore, you have words like manu, man. You have words like yoga, union, yoke. You have words like brudra, brother, tumultula, tumultuous. You have words where you take the A and it turns it into the other meaning. Theist and atheist, or gyan and agyan. Knowledge and ignorance. So Krishna says, Manushanam sahasreshu kashchir yatati siddhaye. So siddha, those who study the Yoga Sutras may be familiar with this word. Siddha means perfection. So Krishna says, out of many thousands of people, hardly one is seeking perfection. Most people think that if I just work hard, I'll get happy. Somehow I'll get money and comforts and I'll get pleasure. However, the Bhagavad Gita starts off with the statement that the pinnacle of ignorance is to think yourself the body. If you think you're white or black or Indian or male or female, that is the pinnacle of ignorance. Because you are in fact the driver of the car, not the car itself. And if the driver is hungry, feeding the car doesn't work. You have to feed the driver, the soul, the Atma. So Krishna says, out of many thousands of men, that means all humankind. Does it mean masculine? Just to let you know. Hardly one is seeking truth. Siddha, perfection. And then he says, Yatatam api siddhanam kashchen mam veti tatvataha. And out of those many, one out of a thousand, out of that category, Krishna says, out of thousands of those, hardly one knows me in truth. Then, so that is H. What's the next letter? E. So E stands for energies. Krishna says, Bhumir apo nalo vayu kammana bhudir evacha. He says, there are eight separated energies of mine that constitute this matter that can be divided into other categories. But eight basics, there's Bhumir. There's masses. Apa, there's liquids. Bhumir apa nala, there's radiant energy, a transference of energy, like fire or chemical transference, like you have a chemical fire in your belly. It's not flames. Bhumir apa nala vayu, there is movement and gases. N kham space. Bhumir apo nala vayu, solids, liquids, gases, radiant energy, and space. And then he says there are also three subtle elements. So your body has the physical side, and then there's also your subtle body, your mind, your intelligence, and your ahankar, your false ego. And then Krishna says, but besides these two, there is another energy of mind that is superior, and that is the living entity, the soul itself. And that living entity is in this world trying to lord it over the material energy. Bhumir apo nalu vayu. Etad yonini bhutani. So every living entity has his origin in both these energies. We have a physical body, but we are the soul. So we have the spiritual side and the material side. Etad yonini bhutani sarvaniti padaram krishna sya jagata prabhava playlastata. And Krishna says, and God is the origin of that. Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. So if you look at a sutra mana ganaiva, a pearl necklace. If you have a very valuable pearl necklace, can you see the string? Can you see the string? No, no. So Krishna says, I am like that string behind this material world. Sutre mana ganaiva. So then he begins to explain how to see him everywhere. Rasoham apsukunteya. I am that pure taste that is of water. If you're very thirsty, another item that even can be liquid. If you drink some liquid gold, is that going to take away your thirst? Or shovel some dirt in your mouth. It's only something that has water in it that's going to give the satisfaction of the quenching of your thirst. So he says, Drasoham apsukuntiya, I am that pure taste of water. Prabhashmi shashashuryo, I am the light of the moon and the sun. Shashashur panava sarva vedeshu, I am the omkara in the Vedas. And I am the sound in ether, and I am the ability in man. So all of us have our certain talents and abilities. But Krishna says that is provided by him. It can come and it can go. Punya gandham prativam cha. I am the original fragrance of the earth. Now, what is the fragrance of dirt? The easiest way to find it is just plant some nice flower seeds. Some rose, plant a rose bush. That is all a conversion of the dirt. So Krishna says that all that is inside the soil itself. And I am that, the origin of that. Punya ganda pativam cha, tejas chasmi vibhavasho. And I am the heat in fire. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu, I'm the life of all living creatures. Let's see. Tapas chasmi tapasrisu. How many of you heard of the word tapa? Tapa. Brahma was told this. Tapas means austerity. I am the austerity of the ascetics. Bijam am sarvabhutanam. I'm the original seed of all existence. Bij. Bijanam sarvabhutanam. Vidhi partha sanatanam. Know this, Arjuna, the eternal, original seed of all existence. Buddhi mritam asmi, the intelligent of the intelligent. The intelligence of the intelligent. And the prowess of all powerful persons. Bhalam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam. I am that strength that is devoid of passion and desire. I am that sex life that is not contrary to religious principles. ye satvika bhava rajasas tamasasteye matate tantan vidhi maitesh. So know that all states of being, whether in sattva, in yoga class, have you guys discussed the three gunas? Three gunas? So early morning, which guna is that? I mean, you didn't know you're being tested here. Your teacher arranged that you'd be tested when you arrive. It's a secret. Early morning, do you know the English or the Sanskrit you can say? What was the early morning? What guna is that? Goodness, yeah, sattva. In the middle of the day, what is it? Try to meditate in the middle of the day. It's not so easy as 5 a.m. because it's passion. Your mind saying, build your empire. Yeah. Create your empire, passion. And in the night is tama, ignorance, darkness. So a home that is in the country, what is that? With a nice window view of a lake? I can't hear you. Did you say something? Okay. Goodness. And a home that is in the red light district. It's your home is a bar. Tamas, ignorance. And a home on 34th Street in Manhattan. Come on, you must know the gunas. You're from India. Can't just study engineering books or IT. Passion. Passion. Some food that is healthy, without violence, that is hearty, that brings life and energy and radiance to the body. That is sattva. Food that is too spicy, too salty, too hot, too pungent. Passion. Food that is dead, decomposed, leftovers in the garbage. Ignorance, yes. You give charity to someone who says, I need my fix. That is charity in, you know, I need my drugs, my intoxication. That's charity in tamas, ignorance. You give charity because your name's on the wall. Passion. You give charity to a good purpose with the good motive at the right time, right place, right circumstance, right individual or organization. Goodness. These are discussed in Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says that that all states of being, I am their origin. Sattva, rajas, tamas. I am in one sense everything, but yet I am independent. How many have heard this statement? It's all one. Somebody says it's all one. Anybody ever heard that before? Somebody say it's all one. Nobody's never heard that before? Okay. Well, Krishna says it's all one, but no, it's not just all one. He says, I'm also independent. That God is everything, yet different from everything. You got it? Does that make sense? Is a drop of water one with the ocean? In a qualitative sense, it is one with the ocean. In a quantitative sense, it is different. How does a drop taste from the ocean? Salty. Can you drink the drop? Yes. Can you drink the ocean? No. So qualitative oneness, quantitative difference. The soul is like a spark of light from the sun. It shares qualities with God, but is not God in every sense. God is that being who is conscious of all creatures, and we are just conscious of our own body. And even in that state, we're barely conscious of our own body. We don't know what's going on. How many of you are actively, intelligently digesting your food? Making your hair grow? Or wishing you could? Or how many of you know what's going on in other people's body? Within our body, we don't know. Does cancer reside there? We don't know. We're very, our limited state of consciousness. But God is that being that is conscious of all bodies, fully conscious. So we are qualitatively one with God, but He is quantitatively different. And so Krishna says, these gunas are actually like coverings. And they delude the soul. And therefore the whole world does not know Him. Because He's beyond the three gunas. This divine energy of mine, Krishna states, is very difficult to overcome. But one who comes to me, who approaches me with love, who surrenders unto me, he can easily cross beyond it. What's the next letter? A. So here Krishna describes those who accept God and those who reject. So he starts off with those who reject. He says, Namam Duskriti Namudha Prapadyante Naradama Maya Prita Gyanam Suram Bhavam Ashita. So those who are mudha, who are very foolish. Mudha is also means like a donkey. Now what is the motto of the donkey? Somebody please tell me what's the motto of the donkey? Work hard, and then I will enjoy at the end. My master will give me some grass, and I'll be enjoying the she-donkey I'll see at the end of the day. She might kick me in the face, but... So isn't that our American dream? You're told if you work hard, work hard, work hard, then happiness is right around the corner. But the donkey's so foolish because grass is everywhere. It is like the musk deer who has a beautiful fragrance that he emanates from his belly button. That's where we get deer musk. And this deer may wander the forest going, where is that smell? Oh my God, that smells so good. And he goes around, running around the forest, and he's like starving. He's so thirsty, he's so hungry, but he's like, where is that smell? Where is that smell? Oh my God, where is it? Where is it? But it's right there with him. So that is the mudha. Namam duskriti no mudha. Prapadyante naradama. Then there are those who just kind of become really indulgent and become like less than human beings. They just don't really think about life. Maya prita jnana. Then there are those who are deluded by their knowledge. They become very proud by the information that they've acquired. Maya prita jnana. And those who have dark or demoniac thinking. Those people into dark things, you know, witchcraft or whatever, you know, like abuse or... So he said those people generally have a hard time surrendering unto God. And then he describes four kinds of people that approach God. Chaturvidha bhajante mam janasukhitino arjuna arta jigyasa arta arti gyanicha bhartarshaba. Those who are in distress. Those who are seeking wealth. Those who are curious, who want to understand how things run. And then those who are seeking the supreme, the absolute. And Krishna says, the one who is seeking the absolute is most dear to me. Someone who comes to God for business. He says all of them are great because they all become purified. And then he says, Bahunam Janmanamante, after many lifetimes of successful practice of Jnana Yoga, the yoga philosophy, Jnanavam Mamprapadyante, one surrenders unto God. After many lifetimes. Understanding Vasudevam Sarvamati, that he is the whole. And such a soul, Sahatma Sudurlaba, is very rare in this world. And what's the last letter? D. So D stands for demigod or deva. Within this world, there are actually, within this universe, there are empowered agents that control different aspects of material nature. In the Western or Christian tradition, they'll be known as angels. In the Vedic tradition, they're known as devatas, demigods. The Bhagavad Gita explains that there is one CEO, but there's lots of employees. The demigods, sometimes people refer them as gods, but they have lifespans, where God does not have a lifespan. They may live millions, trillions, billions of years, but still, their lifespan is there. Like Brahma, he lives for 311 trillion years, but he lives for one breath of Vishnu. One exhalation of Vishnu and his life is over. And he's the longest living creature in the material universe, Brahma. So Krishna says, Kamasasthair hita jnana prapadyantena devata. Tam tamimam ashtaya prakadniti anatta swaya. Those who are driven by material desires, they may approach the angels for things. But actually, I'm their provider. I'm that facilitator. Sataya sadaya yuktas. I give them their faith and I give them their result. Sataya sadaya yuktas tasaranam ihite labate tatakaman mamaiva vahitan hitan. And therefore, he says, if a person is religious but their goal is to get something material, and thus they worship devas, they are actually very small-minded. Antavat tu palam teshan tadbhavapi alpameda. Say alpa means very little, meda, brains. Not much brains. Because they're seeking material things, and this material things cannot satisfy the soul. Whether you go to the bank for a loan to increase your material facilities, or whether you go to a temple and pray for material things, it is considered foolish. There's no problem having a job, having material things, but investing that as your sense of happiness, that's where you're going to derive satisfaction and pleasure and purpose, is considered very small-minded. Then Krishna says, the next group, he's a little harsher. He says, not small-brained. He says the next group has no brains. That is called avyakta vyakta papa nam manyatema buddhya. That person who thinks that God is just impersonal. He is avyakta, without form, without specificity. That he has actual no personal existence. That person has no brains. For example, how many of you think the sun is cold? You think the sun is cold? Why don't you think the sun is cold? Because it makes you, how do you know that? Because you live in Texas, all right. So you know something about the cause when you look at the effects. And so in this room, we see people. So we should be able to understand that the source has to have personhood. If the source does not have personhood, how did it give what it didn't, how did it produce which it didn't have? Does it make sense? Now sometimes we're advertised
that God's a person, but then he seems like such a horrible person that we're like, okay, there is no God. You know, he's just an angry guy with a big beard, and if you don't like believe that everybody in China is going to hell, then he's going to also send you there as well, because they're, you know, they didn't join the right club, they didn't walk into the right building and state themselves as members of the right institution. They're all going to be tortured eternally. So that doesn't sound like a very nice person. So then we conclude, oh, there must be no, there's no God, there's no person, or if there is a divine thing, it's not a person because that person is so not a good character. But just like the sun is the pinnacle of, it's the most potent form of heat and light. So similarly, God is the most perfect person. And so all advertisements of God as being a not so nice person is not really the correct understanding of that person. He's very attractive. Actually, if you ever see Krishna, he doesn't have a beard because he's ever youthful. And he's always just doing fun stuff. That's what God does. Okay. So he says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudayo namijanati lokamam ajam avyam, that the world is covered by his potency called yoga maya. How many of you heard of the term maya? Please raise your hand. It means illusion. All of us are under the illusion. We think we're the body. We're trying to hopefully experience ourselves as souls. So he says, this illusion, it's like because of this illusion, souls cannot understand me. I can eradicate this illusion. And it is like a tinted window. They are covered, they can't see in, but I can see out. Vedaham samatitani, vartmanani charjana, bhavishyani tubhutani. I know everything, past, present, and future, Krishna says. So everyone in this material world is born with desires and aversions. And we're bewildered. And then those who are practiced spiritual life on their previous life, who get rid of their past karmas, and they become become free from the dualities of desire and aversion, they can engage themselves in service to God with determination. Intelligent persons who have endeavored for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in bhakti yoga, devotional service. They're actually spiritual because they know everything about spiritual activities. And then this is the last verse. We've covered a whole chapter here. Those in full consciousness of me, knowing me as the Supreme Lord to be the governing principle of all material manifestation, of the demigods and of all methods of sacrifice, can know me, the Supreme Person, even at the time of death. So that is the blessing for, oh, he's changed. No, okay, there it's like, wow, he looks different. So we have a nice blessing for Shaurya Krishna. Shaurya Krishna, very beautiful name. So all of you, please give your heartfelt well wishes for this little boy on his rite of passage. You know, the different rites of passage. There's a marriage ceremony. But in the Vedic culture, there's lots of little ones in the youth. First haircut ceremony, first solid food ceremony, first alphabet, writing the alphabet ceremony, all these really cool ceremonies. And we're going to do something with him. We're going to see what his inclinations are. We'll see if he's more attracted to education or business. We'll see. We'll have like a book, like, and play with the book, and then somebody will play with some like gold and coins, and let's see which one he reaches for. That's really fun. So thank you. Now is the RT, so we'll do some kirtan, and then we'll go outside and shape. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Uttare Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Advaita Adhidhar Shiva Sandhikor Bhaktavinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
You want to get my job?
Shri Advaita Adhidhar Shiva Sandhikor Bhaktavinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Shri Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram,
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paramahamsa.